Misach is getting that pay vav, the second line of that pay vav and aleph, goofy shall get shikhar, a rea paschar and a rea lasbech. The Mishnah mentioned that the ikkah of a get shikhar is that the Adon writes for his shifcha, you should be a baschayin, or you should be for yourself. And of course, ben gay of a knadi, he would write, hareyata ben chayin, hareyata la atzbecha. And the Gemara tells us, iskim Rabbi Yehuda b'shtaz vini de avdi, Rabbi Yehuda ben Sakin, when someone goes and sells an eved to someone else, that they should write in that shtar mechira the following, avdu dinan mutzuk la avdoi, that this eved I'm about to sell you is someone that is proper for him to do avdus, as Rashi says, dinan pasuk la avdus, she'en shom ira b'mechira, as there's no one that has a lien or anyone that has any claim on this eved, and this eved certainly would have to work for you. And the shtar continues and says, and this eved is parish u'muflig mikol chiris, that he has no shaykhis to being a free person and he has to work. This is a stronger way to say that he has no connection to freedom. And the shtar continues, and there's also no claim of the king or queen or the government. And as Rashi says, as this eved didn't do anything wrong and is not subject to any capital punishment, as if that would be the case, then it would be a mekach tois and the mekach would be batal. Tais points out that even though it would be a mekach tois, even if you didn't write this into the shtar, however, they want to be clear when Shimon is buying the slave from Reuven that he understood that there were no liens against this eved and this eved was not mechtav l'malchus. And also, as we know from Masechta Shabbos, they used to have a seal that Avadim would wear or to show that they were the property of a certain person. And therefore, when Reuven would sell this eved to Shimon, he would write into the bill of sale of Roshim's Inish Lo Yisalayu that there was no seal of any other person that is on this eved, and the only seal that's on this eved is my seal, and I fully own him, and I have the right to sell him to you. And he's also clean from any mum. And Rashi says he's not referring to standard mumen as kamoy list of mezuyin the mechir bottle. And Reuven guarantees to Shimon that this eved is not a list of mezuyin and is not a common criminal. And finally, Reuven wrote into the shtar mechira umishchin de nafik atetzar chata va'atik. And Reuven guarantees that this eved will not have any boils on him on his face for the next 2 years. And Rashi says the moislam mekum kamei, as if we would get these boils that come onto this eved's face, that would be something which would be impossible for the new Adon to withstand, and the mekach would be batal. And Rashi explains, at tzar, b'loshim pashi shtei shanim, it refers to 2 years, behind the kamina and simpon ba'avadim leko. And even though we know that generally we say that if Avad has any woman, that's not a reason to be batal the mekach, hainu hech de zavin stomo, that's only in a case where they didn't write anything to the shtar. Aval hocha kibin de asne, mekach batal, but over here, since they wrote into the shtar, therefore the mekach would be batal. V'ze'ech shav in l'shchin, and we're referring to a case where this Avad doesn't have any boils at this point. However, derech shchin yashin, shayuch le'chayza ad shtei shanim. However, there is a type of a sickness where the boils keep recurring and could come back for 2 years after they first appeared. And therefore, Reuven says to Shimon, they should know, I never saw that he had boils, and therefore you should know that if he has boils within the next 2 years, then I guarantee the sale, and I agree that the mechach will be bottle. And the reason is, because it must be that this mum already appeared on this eved, and I didn't see it, and therefore I didn't give you the right information, and the mekach would be batal. The reason why they wrote into the shtar that even if it was a new mum, that's because Reuven can't claim at a later point that this boil is a new mum, and that was not something I accepted upon myself, and therefore he says that doesn't make a difference why this mum came, and I can't even claim that it was a new mum. As long as this eved has these mum that come on his face within the next 2 years, then I'm a kabbal myself achrayis, and the mekach would be batal. And the Gemara continues, Maya Susei, what is the remedy for these boils? Abaya says, Ginbura umachtecho v'kavraiso v'chol d'chamro umashchodezeso they take ginger and you take the pseudos of silver they find in a silver mine, and you also mix in sulfur as well as wine vinegar and olive oil and white naphtha, and then you mix all the ingredients together and you rub the ingredients on this wound with a goose feather. And we continue with the new Mishnah. There are three different types of gittin which would be possible midrabbanan. However, if Reuven uses that get to divorce Rachel and Rachel goes and gets married to Shimon and they have children, then the vlad would be kosher. And on that pay vav and beis, the Gemara will bring a machlekes between Rav and Levi as to what the status is of the marriage between Shimon and Rachel. Do we say that even though Shimon got married to Rachel, we would force Shimon to divorce Rachel? Or do we say that once Shimon married Rachel, they does not have to get divorced? And the Mishnah now brings the three gittin that are possible. However, this is Havlak Kosha, Kosha b'ksav yadav ein alav edim. If Reuven writes the get in his own handwriting and there are no edim on the get at all, or number two, yesh alav edim, there are edim on the get, by his man, and there is no zman, and there is no date in the get. Or number three, yesh by his man, ve'im by ela ed achod. There is a date in the get. However, there is only one aid that signed onto the get. Hare iglu shleish gitim sulim. These are the cases where there are three gittin that are possible midrabanan v'mnisei sablat kasha. However, if Rachel goes and gets married to Shimon based on these gittin, and then they have a child, the vlad would be kasher and it would not be considered a mamza, because l'maisa these gittin are still valid midraisa. And before we continue with the Mishnah, let's go back to the three cases and discuss these cases quickly. Number one, in the first case where it was kasher b'ksav yada v'ein alav edim, where Reuven wrote the get in his own handwriting and there were no edim on the get, so Rashi points out that we notice a machlekes between Rav Meir and Rav Elazar if edim is sirikati is edichasi mikati, and the Tanakhama of this Mishnah is not going according to the Shita Rav Meir and not going according to the Shita Rav Elazar, as according to Rav Meir who holds edichasi mikati, then l'chera, since there are no witnesses in this get, it can't be a valid get, and the vlad would be a mamza midiraisa. And number two, this Mishnah cannot be going like Rav Elazar who holds edim is sirikati, because as we will see in a moment, Rav Elazar will actually say in this case the get would be valid and won't even be possible midrabanan. And Rashi therefore holds that the Tanakhama of our Mishnah is a separate mandama who holds that since the pasuk says v'chasa v'nasan, so as long as the husband wrote the get in his own handwriting, that would be a valid get, and there is no requirement for edim at all. And as Rashi says, even though there are no edim chasima and not even edim misira, this get would be kosher midraisa. However, Rabbanan said that it's possible dimo aslach shuri b'ksav sefer ubeloy ed, as they were concerned that if they would say that a get is kosher even if it's written by the husband in his own handwriting, then someone may think that even if a get is written by a sefer, it's a valid get, and certainly that is not a kiyum of b'chasav v'nasan, even according to this mandama. And hilchach lo iti nasi, and therefore Rashi says that you can't get married based on this get. V'mnisei sav vlad kasha, but if she does so, then the vlad would be kasha. And Rashi points out v'dafka ksav yodei, that the only time that this works is if it's the handwriting of the husband. However, if it would be the handwriting of the sefer and there's no aid at all, then certainly according to this mandama, the vlad would be a mamzer. And since this get doesn't have edim and also is not written by the husband himself, then it can't be a valid get, and therefore the vlad would be mamzer, as she's still an eishes ish midiraisa. However, Ayin and Taisis Diba Maskel Shloisha Gittim Sulim, where he states Le'il Purashti, that I've already explained on Daf Gimel Abay, is Barichas, that this Tanakhama of our Mishnah is actually going according to Shita Rameya, and although generally the din is that Vimnisis Havlad Mamza according to Rameya, however, in this Mishnah, Rameya holds Vimnisis Havlad Kosha, Ayin and Taisis on Daf Gimel Abay. And let us continue to discuss the second case of the Mishnah, which stated Yeshalav Eidim Ve'im Ba'izman, that it's also going to be a get that's possible mid Rabbanon, and the reason is because the Rabbanon of Masakin, they have to write a date into the get, Shem Yechapa Basa Chaysai, or because of Paris, as we learned earlier, and Rabbanon passed this get if you didn't write his man. And the Rashba points out that even though earlier we said that if you write a get, Lamachash in Hagenis, that the get is possible and the Vlad will be a Mamza, so why over here do we say the Vlad is Kasha? And the Rashba explains where you write a get for a different Machus, then the current kingdom is upset about that, and it's not a proper Shalom Machus. However, if you don't write a date at all, then the current kingdom will not be upset about it, and that's why in our case we say Vimnises Havlad Kosher. And finally, the third case of our Mishnah was Yesh Beizman Be'im Be'ela Erechad, and we'll see in the Gemara that will be a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, and Rav explains that this case of the Mishnah is referring to a case where it was written B'Ksav Yodai of the husband, and it was written in his handwriting, and in addition, there was an Erechad. However, Shmuel will say we're not talking about a case where it was written in the husband's handwriting, but it was written in the sefer's handwriting, and there's additional Eid Echad, and really this get should be a valid get midiraisa. However, Rabbanon, we said it's a get puzzle. However, since Lamaisa, you have the writing of the sefer plus you have an Eid Echad, we look at it as if there's two Eidim, and therefore, Imnises have Vlad Kosher. And we'll discuss this further when we learn the Gemara. And the Mishnah continued with the Shita of Rabbi Elazar, and of course, Rabbi Elazar is the Mandama who holds that Eidim is Sirikati, and therefore, Rabbi Elazar, Imer, Rabbi Elazar states, Afopish Einol of Eidim, Eshelashalal Befnei Eidim Kosher, that even if no Eidim signed onto the get, however, Reuven gave the get to Rachel in front of two valid Eidim, then the get would be kosher because we hold the Eidim is Sirikati. And number two, V'goyim Menachasim Shibadim, if this would be a Shtar Avah, then certainly you'd be able to be Goyim Menachasim Shibadim as we would consider it a Milvah B'Shtar. And as Rashi says on that Pei Vavim Beis in the first of the wide lines, Goyim Menachasim Shibadim Im Shtaru, I get there, Goyim Meksub Menachasim Shibadim. And even if this is a get and they didn't have any Eidim written in the get, you would be able to Goyim Menachasim from Menachasim Shibadim, the Tam Meksubis, Hoytzi Get, Ve'inim Meksuba, Goyim Meksubasa. And since this get is a fully valid get, even though Eidim were not signed into the get itself, Rachel can collect Haksuba from the Chasim and Shubadim. And the Mishnah ends off and explains Rabbi Elazar's Svara, She'ein Eidim Chais Mal Get, Elam Pei Tikkun Olam, that even though, as Taisus mentioned earlier in the Masechta, that Eidim would still sign on Gittin, that was only done in Pei Tikkun Olam. And Rashi explains, Shem Yemusu Eidim Mesir, V'yavi Abal, V'yara Loimel, Loikarashtia, that maybe the Eidim Mesir will die, and when the husband comes as Ma'aran and says, I never gave this get, the Eidim Mesir will not be around. Therefore, even according to Rabbi Elazar, who holds Eidim Mesir Kati, there was still a requirement for Eidim to sign onto a get, but not based on the Takan Rabbanon, and they did not passel get based on Edich Siman not signing on the get, but they did this because of a Tikkun Olam, as in this scenario, we will be able to go and be mevarer that these Edich Siman were valid Edich Siman by verifying their signatures, and once we verify their signatures, then Bezin will say that Mistamer was given in a proper manner, and when Reuven gave this get to Rachel, he likely gave it in front of Edim Mesira, and therefore this get was a valid get midiraisa. And the Gemara begins and will ask three questions. Number one, Vesuleka Va'ika. Why does the Mishnah state that there are only three get in the apostle midrabanan? If Rachel goes and gets married and has a child, the Vlad would be a kosher, but Lemaisa is another case of a get Yashan. We learned on Daf Ayin Tesem Beis in the Mishnah that if Reuven wrote a get for his wife and then was Mesachid with his wife, Beis Hill holds that you shouldn't use that get, and therefore Lechayer, that's another case where it is a get that's puzzle. However, Mnis is a Vlad kosher, and the Gemara answers, Hasam Leit Tseitse, Hachot Heitse. In the case of a get Yashan, once Reuven gives the get to Rachel, then if she goes and gets married based on this get, then Bedievich could stay married to Shimon. However, in the cases of Mishnah, even if Rachel would get married to Shimon, we would force Shimon to divorce Rachel, and therefore we could bring the case of get Yashan in our Mishnah as another scenario because the halacha is not the same as in our Mishnah. And the Gemara continued and asks, this works out very well according to Rav that we will see later on who holds. And the three cases of our Mishnah, if Rachel would get married to Shimon, the din would be Tetze. However, but according to Levi and other Amoraim will hold that our Mishnah, the din is once Rachel gets married to Shimon, we would not require them to get divorced. My Glamema, the Lechayr, there's no difference between our three cases and the case of Get Yashan. And why don't we mention Get Yashan our Mishnah? And the Gemara answers, Hasam Tinas Lechatchila, Hacha Di'eved. In the case of Get Yashan, Enechinami Basil says that you shouldn't use a Get Yashan, but if Reuven goes and uses a Get Yashan, then the din is that she could go get married Lechatchila. However, here, even though we will tell her that you don't have to get divorced once you get married, but a mice, if she comes initially to ask us if she's like get married based on receiving one of these types of gittin, the din would be that she cannot get married, and therefore, since it's only b'dieved, so of course there's a difference between our cases and the case of Get Yashan, and that's why Get Yashan is not included on Mishnah. And the Gemara continues with the second question, but Iko Get Kareach. We have the case of a Get Kareach, which was the case that we had in the Mishnah that Pei Alpha and Beis, Benigea Get Mekusha, that a kohen used to use to divorce his wife, and based on the number of folds of this get, they would require that many edim. And in the case where there's a bull get and you're missing an aid in that get, and that is also a get puzzle, and why didn't we mention it in our Mishnah? And the Gemara answers, Hasam Avlad Mamza, Hacha Avlad Kosha. Over there, in the case of a get kareach, Mishnah teaches us that if Rachel goes and gets married based on a get kareach, then the Vlad would be a Mamza. But in our case, as the Mishnah states, that once she gets married and she has a child, the Vlad would be Kosha. And the Gemara is, Hanichla Rameya, that makes sense according to Shita Rameya that we had earlier, and we said that the Mishnah of Benegei Kareach is going according to Rameya, the Omar Kol Mishanah Matbeah Shetovah Chacham Begitan of Vlad Mamza, who holds that anyone that changes anything that Chacham Masakin in a get, the Vlad will be Mamza, and therefore you can be Mechalik between the case of a get Kareach with a Vlad as a Mamza, and our Mishnah which specifies that the Vlad would be Kosher. However, El Rabbana Mayik Lameba, according to Rabbana that hold that the Vlad is Kosher, the Lechayah was the Chil between our cases and the case of a get Kareach, and why didn't we include the get Kareach in our Mishnah? And the Gemara answers, Hasam Tetze, in that case, even Rabbana agreed to Rameya, if Rachel goes and gets married based on a get Kareach, the din would be that she has to get divorced from Shimon. However, Hachal Loitetze, in the three cases of our Mishnah, once Rachel gets married based on these gittin, she does not have to get divorced from Shimon. And the Gemara asked the reverse question that it asked before, Hanichla Manda Amma Hachal Loitetze, this works out very well according to the Shita of Levi, who hold that over here the din is that they could stay married, Elamanda Amma Hachal Loitetze, but according to the Shita of Rav, then our Mishnah, the din is that it's Tetze, Ma'ik Lamemba, that there is no chil between the case of Get Kareach and the case of our Mishnah. And why didn't our Mishnah include a fourth case of a get that's possible of Imnisis of Lad Kosha, which would be the case of a get Kareach? And the Gemara answers, but Makusha Loy Kamari, our Mishnah was talking about a regular get, and it was not talking about a get Makusha, which is not a standard get, and that's why we don't mention that case, even though in Chinami, according to the Shita Rabbanon and according to the Shita Rav, the case of a get Kareach could have been a valid addition to our Mishnah. And the Gemara continues and asks the third question about Ikka Shloy Malchus. We had our Mishnah on Daf Ayin Tesem Beis, which stated that if someone writes a get and they date the get based on Malchus Shein Agenes, then the get was possible in Rabbanon, and why wasn't that included in our Mishnah? And the Gemara once again answers, Hasam Tetze, Hachaloi Tetze. Over there, the din is that even if Rachel would get married to Shimon, they would force them to get divorced. But over here, as we said, at least according to Levi, the din is Loit Tetze. And the Gemara is, Hanichla Mandam Hachaloi Tetze. This works out if according to Levi, who holds that over here, we would not force them to get a get, El Mandam Tetze. But according to Rav, who says that we'd force Rachel and Shimon to receive a get, Ma'ik Lemema. So, Lechayra, how could you explain why the Mishnah did not bring the case of Shalom Achaz? And based on this question, the Gemara is forced to say, Mukum Lakrameya. Rav by force will have to explain that our Mishnah and the Mishnah previously were going according to Shita Rameya, and therefore, Hasam of blood mamza over there in the Mishnah b'degei shloy malchus. Rav Meir hold that the blood is mamza based on the svar of kol mishalim matbei shatov chacham my blood mamza. However, hocha in our Mishnah by our three cases have vlad kosher. The din is that once she gets married and she has a child, the vlad would be a kosher, and therefore once again we couldn't say the case of shloy malchus in our Mishnah because the dinim are actually different. And the Gemara continues that in our Mishnah the Mishnah mentioned the same idea twice. At first stage shloy shegitim sulim v'mnisa vlad kosher, and then after we brought all three cases we mentioned arei ilu shloy shegitim sulim v'mnisa vlad kosher. And our Gemara continues and asks minyan dereish lemutei mai u'minyan dereseif lemutei mai. Why is it then dereish and deseifah we mentioned our three gitim that apostle? And the Gemara explains minyan dereish lemutei hanedamarin. Reish stated there are three gitim that apostle, and if she gets married and has a child, that vlad would be kosher. Is coming to the mai. It is only in these three cases that the din is that get apostle v'mnisa vlad kosher. However, in the three cases that we brought previously, which were from Mishnayos previously in our Masechta, in the case of Get Yoshen, Get Kareach, and the case of Shalom Malchus, the dinim are not the same as in our Mishnah. And Rashi adds in that it's also teaching us a Chiddush that our Mishnah is the Shita Rameya who holds over there that the Vlad is a Mamzer. Even so, in these three cases of our Mishnah, the Vlad would be kosher. And the Gemara continues, Minyan de Sefer Lemute Hadatanya, that the reason why in the Sefer we also mentioned that the Shlesha Gitim Psulim by Vlad kosher, that's coming to be my the following case of the Braisa that states, I may be getting the Zerm, Nasla Vloy Oma, but funny Nechtam, funny Nechtam, Yetzi Vlad Mamzer, the Rameya. The Rameya holds that if Ruvain is a Shlech Loy Locha, and he brings a get to Rachel from Medina Siam, and he gives it to her, and he doesn't say before Nechtam, before Nechtam, then the din is that if she gets married to someone else based on this get, she must receive a get, and if she has a child from that marriage, the child would be a mamzer. However, Chum say, Ein a Vlad mamzer, the Chum hold in that case, the Vlad would not be a mamzer. The Brisa continues, Kate said Yasa, that both according to Ramey and the Chachamim, what should we do in order to make sure that this woman has a valid get? And the Brisa says, Yitlanin Mena, Vyasa Vitlanla, but Feshayim, Vyoyim, Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam, the Shlech should take the get back from Rachel and give it to her once again in front of two Edim, and he should say in front of them, in order to make sure that this get is valid, and Rachel could go and get married. And our Mishnah is teaching us in the Sefer when it says, that is only in the three cases of our Mishnah that the get is possible. However, if she gets married, the Vlad is kosher. However, in a case where Shlich gave a get to Rachel and he did not say that even though there's no chesaron in the actual get, because if afterwards he goes and takes the get back from Rachel and he re gives it to her and says, it would be a valid get, but if Lemaisa Rachel gets married based on this get and she has a child, that child will be a mamza according to Rameir, and that's a major chiddush, and that's why we had to say it in the second case. And as Rashi says, Lemute Hadatanya, the Hocha Vlad Mamza Krameir, Vashmina Masist in the Brisa Materesti, and our Mishnah is teaching us that that Brisa is actually a valid Brisa, that Fidel Kai Gavna, that even in the case where the get is really a valid get, there was a Chasar in the Sinus Haget, because the Shlech did say, that's still Mashvila Rameir Mamza, that Rameir still considers the child a Mamzer. Rashi explains the Gemara this way because Rashi is bothered that why do we have to have two different mutim when we have to have the miyad in the Reisha that Shlesha Gitim Sulevim Nisa Vlad Kosher, and then once again in the Sefer we have to say Harei Ilu Shlesha Gitim Sulevim Nisa Vlad Kosher. Just like we learned the din of Get Yashin, Get Karech, and Shloy Malchus, that the din is not like our Mishnah from the word Shlesha. Why couldn't we be Mamayat the case of Befani Nechtam Befani Nechtam also from the Lashon of Shlesha? Therefore Rashi explains that the case of Befani Nechtam Befani Nechtam is a greater chiddush than the case of Get Yashin, Get Karech, and Shloy Malchus, and that's why we have to have a separate limo to teach us that even in this case Rameh would hold that the Vlad is a Mamzo, even though in the Shlesha Gittim Sul of our Mishnah Rameh hold that the Vlad would be kosher. Where he brings from Rabbeinu Yitzchak the Hach Brisa is Trichum Yuta L'chud L'fishi Yishta Kana Filo Rameh Filo Chatchil L'nasei Shiyuch L'tli Men of L'tna L'kait Nesuin Ayin Shum. And he's bothered by the same question rather she's bothered by, but he gives it a little bit of a different answer, Ayin Shum. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah Kasa B'Ksav Yadav Ve'in Olav Edim. The first case of our Mishnah was where Reuven wrote a get to his wife Rachel, and he wrote his own handwriting and he gave it to her, and he didn't have any Edim signing on the get, and he didn't have any Edim seer either. Then the din is that the get is possible with Rabbanan. However, if Rachel goes and gets married to Shimon based on this get and has a child, the Vlad would be kosher. And we also saw Yesh Lav Edim Be'im Be'iz Man or Yesh Be'iz Man Be'im Be'i Ela Ed Echad, that in all three cases Harei Elu Shleish Gittim Sulim Vim Nisit Vlad Kosher. And the Gemara begins Amar Rav. Rav explains Ksav Yodishininu, that our Mishnah is referring to a case where the husband actually wrote the actual get. And the Gemara asks, Ahai, what is Rav referring to? Elay Maresha, if he's referring to the first case of the Mishnah where there were no Edim at all and Reuven wrote the get in his own handwriting, Pshita Ksav Yodiktani, that is exactly the case of the Resha. And what is the Chiddush of Rav? If you're going to say it's talking about the middle case of the Mishnah, Harayesh Lav Edim, the Mishnah specifically says that we're talking about a case in the second case of the Mishnah where there were Edim, however there was no Zman, and that was the Chesaron of the get, and that is the only reason why the get was possible Midrabban. Rabbanon, and therefore the Gemara explains, Ela Seifa, Rav is actually referring to the Seifa of our Mishnah, and the Seifa's case was, Yesh Bezman, that it was a date in the get, and it was only one aid that was signed onto the get, and we continue on that Pevavim Beis, Bedafka Ksav Yodoy Ve'ed, Avaksav Seifa Ve'ed Loi, and Rav teaches us a Chiddush, that the only time that the Mishnah taught us that if you write such a get, that the get would be possible, but the Vlad would be kosher, is only if there was an Eid Echad, together with the fact that the actual get was written by the husband, and therefore you have the handwriting of the husband together with an Eid Echad, and that is why the Vlad is kosher. However, if you actually had an Eid Echad together with the handwriting of the Sefer, and you don't have the handwriting of the husband, then you don't look at that as two Eidim, and therefore the get would be puzzle, as even though the Tanakhama says that if you have the handwriting of the husband, you don't need Eidim. However, if a Sefer wrote a get, then certainly you need two valid Eidim, and since you don't have two valid Eidim, therefore the get would not be valid at all, even midraisa, and therefore the Vlad would be puzzle, and the Vlad would be a Mamzer. And Rashi is bothered by a very clear question, the Lechira, how could Rav say that the third case of the Mishnah is talking about a case where the husband actually wrote the get in his handwriting, and there was an Eid Echad, and the Mishnah teaches us that the get is puzzle, and the Vlad is kasha, if the first case of the Mishnah already taught us that the husband wrote the get in his own handwriting, and there were no Eidim at all, that even though the get is puzzle, midrabanan, but the Vlad is kasha, even though there isn't even an Eid Echad, and Lechira, what is the Chiddush of this third case of the Mishnah? And Rashi explains, Yilav Sefer, Hava Mina, Hechad Ika Eid Echad, Im Ksav Yodai, Tinasa L'chadchila, that if not for the fact that we learned in our Mishnah that this get would be possible to Rabbanon, then we would think that since there was the handwriting of the husband together with one aid, then we would look at it as if there's two aidim, and therefore wouldn't even be possible to Rabbanon, and therefore the Mishnah teaches us that the get would still be possible to Rabbanon. And the Gemara continues with Shmuel Oman, Shmuel argues on Rav, and although we said that according to Rav, if the Sefer would have written this get, and then an Eid Echad would be the only aid on the get, and not only would the get be puzzled, but the Vlad would be a Mamza. However, Shmuel says that this is actually the third case of the Mishnah, that Afilu Ksav Sefer Ve'ed, even if a Sefer only wrote a get, and he didn't sign on the get, and there was another aid that actually signed on the get, and therefore there was one aid that signed onto the get, together with the handwriting of the Sefer, the Mishnah teaches us that in this case, the get would be a valid get midraisa, as we look at the Ksivas HaSefer, as if it's a signature as well, and therefore it's as if there are two signatures on this get, and the get would be valid midraisa, however midrabanan, the get is puzzle, and in this case, have Vlad kosher. However, if Rachel gets married based on this get, the Vlad would be kosher, would not be a mamzer. And Shmuel brings a raya, Shari Sheninu, because we will see in the Mishnah that Pezayin obeys, Ksav Sefer Ve'ed is kosher, that if a Sefer wrote the get, and it was the Eid Echad that signed on the get, then the get would be a valid get. And the Gemara continues, V'rav, mi dami, hasam tinasa l'chadchila, hacha d'yavid, that how could Shmuel bring a raya from the Mishnah that Pezayin obeys, if over there, when the Mishnah stated Ksav Sefer Ve'ed, the Mishnah stated that it's kosher, and the get itself is kosher, even l'chadchila, and our Mishnah, the Mishnah stated that the get would be puzzle, therefore it must be that the Mishnah that Pezayin obeys is talking about a different scenario, and Rav will explain the Mishnah that Pezayin obeys, like Rabbi Yemir explains, that it's not talking about a case where the Sefer wrote the get, and then you only had one aid that signed on the get, but we're actually talking about a case where the Sefer wrote the get, and it was Chasam Sefer the aid, and the Sefer also signed on the get, together with another aid, and that's why in the Mishnah that Pezayin obeys, the get is kosher, since there were actually two valid aidim, there was this aid echad, plus the Sefer who actually signed onto the get. However, our Mishnah Zok Rav is not talking about a case of Ksav Sefer of aid, because then we don't have two aidim that signed on the get, and therefore the get would be Pasul Medraisa, and the Vlad would be a Mamza, and our Mishnah is talking about a case where it was the husband's handwriting together with an Eid Echad, and that's why Medraisa is a valid get, because you have the handwriting of the husband, and even though there's an Eid Echad, we still said that it's Pasul Medrabanan, however, the Vlad would be kosher. And the Gemara continues with Shmuel, and according to Shmuel, Lechir is a steer between our Mishnah and the Mishnah that pays Zion obeys, because Shmuel is saying that both the Mishnah is talking about a case where the Ksav Sefer of Eid, our Mishnah says that the get is Pasul Medrabanan, and that Mishnah said that the get is kosher l'chadchila. And the Gemara answers, Leikasha, Habisafer de Muvik, Habisafer de Lei Muvik. And as Rashi explains, then the case in the Mishnah on that Pezayin obeys, we're talking about where the Sefer actually signed on the get together with an Eid Echad. And the reason why it's Kashal Chachila is because it's talking about a Safer de Muvik, Ubaki Beteris Gitten, Vloich de Venu Elam Shomim Piabal, and he wouldn't write this get unless he heard that the Baal told him to write the get. And therefore, we're not concerned that the get was not written Lishma, and that's why it's a valid get, even Chachila. However, in our Mishnah, we're talking about a Safer de Lei Muvik, and therefore, we have a chesaron that maybe the Sefer wrote a get without being told by the husband to do so, and because of that, we said, midrabanan, it's a get puzzle. However, if Rachel goes and gets married based on this get, it would be a valid get, and therefore the Vlad would be kosher. And the Taisus read of five lines from where it gets wide at the bottom of the Amid explains this idea a bit differently, and he says, Pirish, imaya Sefer Muvik, v'Sefer l'chol ear, and he was the standard scribe for the entire city, ma'el s'ksivasa, k'mayach Chesima Atmai. We consider his handwriting as if it's his signature because we know that he's a kosher aide and he's a person that's a kosher to be an aide. And as he continues, the kosher l'chila damrina bevada sefer shekasev get hu haya aid sheni. However, in our Mishnah, even though the sefer wrote this get and there was another aide together with him, however, this sefer was einim uvik, and therefore svarya ilam zokta teisrid that the world thought kivin she'enay chesim loyay kosher aidis. The reason why he didn't sign onto this get was because he's not kosher. The shema ebed isha ayecha mikreve isha kasvay she'enay kosher aidis v'leiskayim agetzeh oil ba'idachot. And the rabbanim were concerned v'aslach shure aidecha begitin that maybe they'd be machsha other gitin with one aid, and that's why they said that this get is pasul midrabbanon. However, im nisays havlad kosher. And the gemara continues v'chinam Rabbi Yechon k'sav yaday shininu that Rabbi Yechon also said like Rav that our Mishnah is talking about a case of k'sav yaday where the husband was the one who wrote the get in his own handwriting. And once again, the Amoraim weren't sure what Rabbi Yechon meant when he said k'sav yaday shininu. Of course, it can't go out of Reisha because the Reisha is talking about k'sav yaday and there was no chiddush in the din of Rabbi Yechon. And Amalei Rabbi Elazar, and therefore Rabbi Elazar asked Rabbi Yechon, Hareishlav Edim, that it can't be going on the middle case of the Mishnah either. As in the middle case of the Mishnah mentioned specifically we're talking about a case where Ein Bais Man, but there were two Edim. And Amalei and Rabbi Yechon responded to Rabbi Elazar, a sefer, that I was referring to the sefer. And the only time that the din of the sefer is correct, that the get would be puzzle and the vlad is kasha, is only if this Eid Echad was signed onto a get that was written by the husband, and therefore you had the handwriting of the husband, which was machsha the get. And even though there was an Eid Echad as well, the get was still possible to Rabbanan, but certainly in this case, have vlad kasha, just like in the Reisha of the Mishnah, where it was only ksav yadu without any Eidim. However, Rabbi Yechon agrees with Rav that if the case would be where there was an Eid Echad signed onto get, together with the ksiva of the sefer, then since there aren't two Eidim on this get, the get would not be valid even midraisa, and therefore in this case have vlad mamzer. When the Mishnah that pays zayin on beis tells a ksav sefer the eid is kosher, that's going to go according to Rabbi Yemir, and we're going to explain the Mishnah that's talking about that the sefer wrote the get and he also signed onto the get and there was another eid, and therefore we look at them as two eidim ksherim, and that's why the get is kosher and it's not even possible midrabbanan. The Gemara continues and we'll discuss the machlekes that we mentioned before between Rav and Levi, as our Mishnah stated shleisha kitim sulim vim nisis havlad kosher, but the Mishnah did not mention that once Rachel gets married to Shimon, if the din would be that's teitzei or loy teitzei. Our Gemara continues zimnan amar Rav teitzei. There were times where Rav said that the din is that if Rachel gets married to Shimon, they would force Shimon to give her a get and they would not remain married, and zimnan amar Rav loy teitzei. And sometimes Rav would say that Shimon would not have to give Rachel a get and they would be able to remain married. And lachar it seems that there's a steer in the words of Rav, and the Gemara explains how can we explain the words of Rav yesh labanam loy teitzei. If we only find out that Shimon married Rachel after Rachel already had a child from Shimon, that Rabbanim did not require Shimon to divorce Rachel, and as Rashi says shloi lohitzi las mamzeris al benel, as since the din of the Mishnah is that once she has a child, the child is a kosher, certainly if we'd force them to get divorced, that people will think that this child is a mamza, and therefore Rabbanim said that once she has a child, we don't force them to get divorced. However, in Labanim, if Rachel did not have any children yet from Shimon, then Rav would say that we would require Shimon to divorce Rachel. And the Gemara continues, Masa Mazutra Batovya. Mazutra Batovya asked the following question on the Shita of Rav, who said that there are times that we say that Loi Teitzei. And Lachar, it's a bit tzarech bia why the Gemara actually brought this question at this point and asked this question specifically on Rav. If Lachar, this question would even be a stronger question on Levi, because as we will see in a moment, Levi holds that in all cases the din is that it's Loi Teitzei, even if they did not yet have any children. And Mazutra Batovya asked the following question on Rav, who holds that Yesh Labanim Loi Teitzei, and we would not require Shimon to divorce Rachel. But in Maisa, we have a Mishnah Mesechus Yavamis on Daf Lamed Beis, which teaches us that although in the Mishnah on Daf Beis and Alef from Mesechus Yavamis, the Mishnah taught us that Chomei Sheshu Nashim, Paitre Sarah Seim, Vitzara Sarah Seim, and Chalitza Menayiba, Matzev Kol Oilam. And for example, if Reuven and Shimon are brothers, and Reuven marries Rachel and Leah, and Rachel is the daughter of Shimon, and therefore she's an erva to Shimon, and then Reuven dies without having any children, and Rachel and Leah should fall the Yibam to Shimon, but since it's impossible for Shimon to do Yibam to Rachel because she's his daughter, therefore Leah is also potter in the chalitza and the ibum. And the Mishnah on Daf Lamed states, "V'kul and Shaya ben Safek Kedusha le Safek Gerushin Harei Ulchilsus Vlei Misyabes." That let's say when Reuven was Mekadesh Rachel, it was a Safek Kedushin, or when he's Megarish Rachel, it was a Safek Gerushin. When Reuven dies, we're unsure if Rachel and Leah both fell the ibum to Shimon, as it could be that Rachel was never married, or at that point was not married any longer to Reuven, and therefore Leah was not the Saras Erva of Rachel, and really Shimon should have to do ibum or chalitza to Leah. However, on the tzad that Rachel was married to Reuven, or that she was not divorced from Reuven, and therefore she's still married to Reuven, Leah would be a tzaras erva to Rachel, and therefore there would no longer be a chiyuv of yibum or chalitza with Rachel or Leah. And because it's a suffix, therefore the Mishnah states that Shimon has to do chalitza with Leah in order to make sure that Leah could go and get married, as otherwise it is a suffix that maybe there's an issa of loisia eish samei sachutza leizar. And the Mishnah Masechta Zivamis continued, case of Safek Kedushin was the case of Safek Kedushin, Zarek Lo Kedushin, Reuven threw Kedushin to Rachel, Safek Karav Lo, Safek Karav Loi, Zeo Safek Kedushin, Safek Gerushin, what's the case of Safek Gerushin? Kasa B'Ksav Yadav Ein Lov Edim, Yesh Lov Edim Ein B'Zman, Yesh B'Zman, Ein B'Yalei Echad, Harez Zeh Safek Gerushin, and we bring all three cases of our Mishnah, where the din was that the get is possible to Rabbanon, and the Mishnah calls that Safek Gerushin, as we consider Rachel a Safek Usha. Therefore, even though there's a tzad that Leah is a tzaras erev of Rachel, but there's also a tzad that the get was valid, and therefore Leah is no longer a tzaras erev to Rachel, and she is required to do yibum or chalitza, and that's why the Mishnah stated that in that case Shimon would have to do chalitza with Leah and not yibum. Mazutra Batuvia now asks this question on Rav the Amrit Loi Tetzei, and according to you, Rav, if you're going to say that if Rachel went and got married to a third party that was not a relative of Reuven and Shimon, that she could stay married to Shimon, then lechira there could come out a problem, as if Rachel goes and gets married prior to Reuven dying, and then Reuven dies, then people will see that Rachel is no longer married to Reuven and received the get, and she's now married to a third person, and therefore they realize that it must have been a get, and then they'll say that Leah is really not a tzaras erva, and really there's a tzad that the original get that was given to Rachel was not a valid get, and really when Reuven died, he was still married to Rachel and Leah, and therefore Leah was a tzaras erva, and should not be able to do yibum with Shimon, and Lemaisa, since people will think that Rachel was divorced, so tzarasa asli yibume, and Shimon in this case may do yibum with Leah, and our Mishnah taught us that the din is chaletzes v'loy misya bemes, and the Gemara answers tesiabim ve'im b'kach klom chashad rabbani, that since the only reason why these gittad apsulin are only based on chashad rabbanon and the only a din rabbanon, therefore really midiraisa Rachel was certainly divorced, and therefore certainly midiraisa Shimon has to do yibum or chalitza with Leah, and therefore even if Shimon will now do yibum with Leah, that's not going to be an issue at all, as midiraisa it was no issue, and it's only based on chashad rabbanon that we said chaletzes v'loy misya bemes, and therefore this is not a question on Rav. And the Gemara continues that although Rav said that in the case where Rachel and Shimon did not have children yet, the din is Tetzei. However, Levi says that even in the case where Rachel did not yet have children with Shimon, we still did not require Shimon to give Rachel a divorce, as Lemaisa, this get was considered a get midiraisa. And Mechain Amar Rabbi Yechron, Lo'ilum Leitzei, Mechain Amar Rabbi Yechron, Bnei Rabbi Chalafta, Demin Huna, and so said Rabbi Yechron to the children of Chalafta who came from Huna, Sama Geris, Demin Chefa, Hachi Amar Avuchain, that this is what your father, Rabbi Chalafta, said, Lo'ilum Leitzei, and therefore Levi, Rabbi Yechron, as well as Rabbi Chalafta, all agreed in all three cases of our Mishnah, even though this get is possible to Rabbanon, still if Rachel went and got married to Shimon based on this get, the din would be like Tzeitzei, even if Rachel and Shimon did not yet have any children. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Yechon told the children of Rabbi Chalafta that your father also taught us another din, which is not negeita sugya, but the din is as follows, if someone finds a very large fly, which looked like a grasshopper or a locust, this fly was generally found in bundles of wheat, and you find it that it's drinking from the mechatas, the din is that doesn't pass with mechatas, and we will explain this as we continue with the Gemara. My karsis, and first the Gemara asks, what is this karsis? Amabaya, by explaining, didvasa de benikipi, it's a type of a large fly that looks like a grasshopper or a locust, and you could find it in the piles of wheat. And the Gemara continues, Masra of Daniel Barav Katina, Rav Daniel Barav Katina asked the following question to Rabbi Yechon, that how could Rav Chalafta state that karsis shabam is any pesos be mechatas, but we have a Mishnah in the steps part that states, kola oifis, pesos be mechatas, chutzpin ayoino, any type of a bird that drinks from the mechatas would pass the mechatas, as we're concerned that maybe some of the water and some of the liquid that they drank would fall back into the liquid of the mechatas, and that passes the mechatas, and we'll explain why shortly. Aside from if a dove drinks from mechatas, as when a dove drinks, he doesn't drip anything out of his mouth, and none of the water that enters his mouth will go back into the mechatas, and therefore Rav Daniel Barav Katina asked the following question, Vim Isa, and if you're telling me that the same is true, so Nisni Chutz Miyoyna V'Katzis, then the Mishnah Maseches Parah should say it, aside from the Yoyna and aside from the Katzis, and the Gemara answers, Le Psikle, the Gdele Le Pasla V'Tana Pasla, that since the Din B'Negeta Katzis is not always the same, and if it would be a large Katzis and a large fly, then it doesn't Pasla as it's able to drink up the water and doesn't spit any of the water back into the Mechatas, so then it doesn't Pasla the Mechatas. However, if it's a small fly and it's not a fully grown fly, then it would Pasla as the water will fall out of its mouth and will go back into the water of the Mechatas, and therefore Pasla Mechatas, and that's why the Mishnah didn't mention the Katzis. And the Gemara continues, Ba'ad Kamar, and how small does the Katzis have to be, where if it drinks from the Mechatas, it would actually pass the Mechatas, Zokti Gemara, Amra, Vyumivi, Temer of Ami, Ad Kazayas, until it's the size of a Kazayas. But once this fly is larger than a Kazayas, then if it drinks from the Mechatas, it drinks up all the water and it doesn't spit any of the water back into the water of the Mechatas, and therefore that water of the Mechatas would still be kosher. And Tais points out that the reason why it's possible, Taim of Mishum, Shatech Yusu Bikli, Al Mishum Alocha, Ein Nifsal, Ach HaKiddush, and it can't be talking about a psul because you did work with the Mechatas. mechatas, because of course the mechatas doesn't become pasul based on malacha once the mechatas was already placed in the kli and was already mekudish in the kli. The Gemara continues to quote from Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar Imer, Rabbi Elazar holds Edom Misir Kati said Af b'she'in lo'av Edom el shenaslam fnei Edom kasha the goyim nechasim shabadim, and this din doesn't only apply to a get isha, it also applies to a shalavar. And if you write a shtar and you don't have any signatures but you had Edom Misira, then it would be a valid shtar and it would be considered a milvah b'shtar and it would be goyim nechasim shabadim. Our Gemara goes through many different amrayim that spoke about the sheet of Rabbi Elazar. Am Rabbi Yehuda Rav, Rabbi Yehuda said in Rav halach Rabbi Elazar begitin, the halach pals Rabbi Elazar only be the gay gitin. Can we come into Shmuel? However, when he said a member in front of Shmuel, Amr, he said apishtaris that the halach pals Rabbi Elazar even by regular shtaris. And the Gemara continues, and the Gemara is a havmina that when Rav said halach Rabbi Elazar begitin, that is because Rav felt that Rabbi Elazar only said his din that edim misirikati be the gay gitin and not be the gay other shtaris. And therefore, the Gemara is for Rav star of the shtaris loy haktani v'goyim nechas bishbadim. How can you say that Rav held that Rabbi Elazar doesn't say his din be the gay shtaris, but our Mishnah said be goyim nechas bishbadim even be the gay regular shtaris? And we see that Rabbi Elazar holds edim misirikati even be the gay regular shtaris and not only be the gay gitin. And the Gemara explains Rabbi Elazar tati ama in a chanami certainly Rabbi Elazar said his din that edim misirikati both be the gay gitin and shtaris. However, Rav saw bekavas bechada polgla bechada. Rav holds like Rabbi Elazar be the gay gitin, and he says I don't hold like Rabbi Elazar be the gay of the shtaris. V'chein Rabbi Yaakov by idim Rabbi Shul Levi halach Rabbi Elazar be gitin. Rabbi Yane ama filu reicha gitin by. However, Rabbi Yane says that according to Rabbanon who hold that edim chasimikati, therefore if you don't have edim chasima, then the get would not be valid, and you would not even consider it a reicha get. And if this woman's husband now dies prior to giving her a valid get, then she could still go get married to a kohen, as she's not considered a grusha at all. The Gemara asks Rabbi Yanai, less late Rabbi Elazar, could it be that Rabbi Yanai doesn't hold like Rabbi Elazar, he holds edim chasimikati, but the Maisa everyone passes edim misirikati? And the Gemara says hachikama that Rabbi Yanai is meant to say, Rabbanon, according to me, I hold like Rabbi Elazar that edim misirikati, but according to Rabbanon, hold edim chasimikati that afid l'recha get in by the chenam Rabbi Yisrael b'chinam Rish Lakish halak Rabbi Elazar begitin. Rabbi Yechon Amar, Rabbi Yechon said afid l'recha get in by. Once again, he said similar to Rabbi Yanai that according to Rabbanon, there wouldn't be even a recha get, and this woman would be allowed to marry a kohen. Lame Rabbi Yechon less Rabbi Elazar. Do we say Rabbi Yechon doesn't hold like Rabbi Elazar? And once again, the Gemara says hachikama Rabbanon afid l'recha get in by. And the Gemara continues sholach le Rabbi Abba Bazavda Mori Barmar. Rabbi Abba Bazavda sent the following question to Mori Barmar. By my name Rav Huna, could you ask the following question Rav Huna? Halakha Rabbi Elazar begitin or in halacha? Does we follow Rabbi Elazar the gay gitin, or do we not follow Rabbi Elazar? And the hachi noch nafshi Rav Huna. By the time that Mori Barav went to ask the question Rav Huna, Rav Huna already died. Amali Rav Rei, so Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, Rabbi the son of Rav Huna said hachi am Rav Mishpedu Rav. That this is what my father said in the name of Rav. Halakha Rabbi Elazar begitin. The halacha does follow Rabbi Elazar begitin. And just like we saw before, and at the beginning of the sugya, Am Rabbi Yudam Rav halakha Rabbi Elazar begitin. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Sina habikim b'dvar halacha Mishum Rabbeinu Amru halakha Rabbi Elazar begitin. And our Rabbeim who were bikim b'dvar halacha, they also said in the name of Rav that halacha follows Rabbi Elazar b'degei gitin. The Am Rabbi Chaim b'Aguya Am Rav, because Rabbi Chaim b'Aguya, who is called the one who's baki b'dvar halacha, said over the name of Rav halakha Rabbi Elazar begitin. And the Gemara continues with another version, Ikid Amri the chaverinu habikim b'dvar halacha, that our chaverim who are bikim b'dvar halacha, which once again refers to Rabbi Chaim b'Aguya, b'talmid Rabbeinu, and also talmidim of Rav, which refers to Rav Chisda, Mishum Rabbeinu Amru, and they said this in the name of Rav halacha Rabbi Elazar begitin. The Am Rabbi Chisda Am Rav Chaim b'Aguya Am Rav halacha Rabbi Elazar begitin. B'chein ki'asu Ravin Am Rabbi Elazar Am Rav halacha Rabbi Elazar begitin. And therefore we see that basically all the Amrayim held like Rabbi Elazar ben gay get that edim misirikati. And as Rashi in Divrei Masechta halacha Rabbi Elazar begitin states that edim misirikati v'afilu psul rabbanu leka avol loy b'shtaris, but we don't pass like Rabbi Elazar ben gay shtaris. D'chse behen v'chsei b'sefer v'chaseim b'yirmiyu b'sefer hamakna. We see ben gay shtarim mecha that yirmiyu required that they actually had signatures on the shtari mecha, and it wasn't enough to have edim misira. However, of course, those that hold like Rabbi Elazar even ben gay shtaris, and Rabbi Elazar himself who said that edim misirikati even ben gay shtaris, he holds as Rashi says in the first of the wide lines, afilu b'shtaris tohasim etz tevi kamash one, as in the pesukim in Yirmiyah where it says v'chasayim b'seif v'chasayim, that's only mipnei tikkun olam, as Yirmiyah was concerned that since the Yidden were about to go to Golus, they want to make sure they have shtari raya, and when they come back from Golus and they can't find the edim misira, they will still have rayas for the kinyan, and they will be able to show that this was actually their property, and that's why Yirmiyah gave an etz tevi to Klai Yisrael to make sure when they buy these sadeis that they make sure to have edim chasima in order that they should have rayas when they come back from Golus, and we will stop over here.